This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special. Welcome to another episode of Inside MSide, your podcast for all things Morningside. I love to bring guests on that are not only making a difference here on campus, but also our alumni that have come before us. And today we are lucky to have both of those here. And so I'm really excited. Alex Waters, as the Director of Alumni Engagement, here with you as always. But I also want to allow our guests an opportunity to introduce themselves. And welcome to the podcast. Mike, we'll start with you. Why don't you introduce yourself just a little bit? And I'm sure the audience will know you and know of your story a little bit, but we'll get into it. But maybe some might not know you're an alum, so share your year and a little bit more about you.
Do I really have to do that?
Yeah. Call my age on air.
So yeah, I am Mike Wells, now former CEO of Wells Enterprises. My family's now 110-year-old business. They're celebrating 110 years this year. I've been CEO for the last 15 years and worked in a business for 46. I graduated. I started here in 1977, graduated in 1981. Just got done spending some time with a business class, and I had to admit that I took finite math three times before I finally got a passing grade so that I could graduate with a BS in business and a minor in psychology. But lived off campus, worked 70 hours a week, and carried 15 hours a semester, and learned a lot about life as a result of my time on the Morningside campus.
Yeah, and it might have taken three times to get through that finance, but you got to square it away before the CEO gig and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
I did. I was just telling the some of the professors in finance, it's interesting. Today, I kind of geek out on it. I'm looking at spreadsheets and gross margins and return on invested capital and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I couldn't even say it when I went to Morningside, and today I'm living it. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's incredible. And next to Mike Wells, we have Dr. Daryl Sandahl. Daryl, introduce yourself a little bit.
Sure, Alex. I'm Daryl Sandahl. I'm the Dean of the School of Business. School of Business was created on June 1st of 2021, which is my first day of employment at Morningside. So I'm still kind of the new guy on the block here. I like to joke that I'm the worst dean that Morningside's ever had in business, which is true since I'm the only one. But it's a great place to be. We've got a wonderful school, great faculty, a lot of really fun and great things are happening there.
Yeah, the worst or the best. I mean, you could say you're the best or the only.
True.
And I mean, depends on which way you look at it. But yeah, for sure. No, I'm excited to have you on the podcast as well, because I think it's great to talk a little bit about, you know, what Mike has done, both in terms of what you studied and your experience that you had here, Mike, what you went on to do, but also, Daryl, we got a lot of new and exciting things happening in the School of Business. Yeah. And so I thought, what a great opportunity to really kind of share with the audience just a little bit about what's going on and how to get more involved here at Morningside. And so why don't we, before we really get in and talk a little bit, Mike, with you about your story and experience here at Morningside, I really would be curious, Daryl, if you'll just talk a little bit about what brought Mike to campus today.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we try to do is we try to do a lot of things to bring experience to our students. You know, our tagline talks about that at Morningside, about your experience matters. And so we have a series that we do in the fall that's the executive in the classroom. And we bring a well-known or very experienced executive.
In my case, they made an exception. But
yeah, we made an exception to that.
Not good experience, but it's all experience.
Years in the business.
And then in the spring, we do a similar thing with what we do. It's entrepreneur in the classroom. And so we alternate back and forth, and it's just a way to bring someone with a vast wealth of experiences into the classroom to talk to the students about their career, about the lessons they learned. You know, Mike did a talk yesterday morning in our strategy class and just hit it out of the park talking about the strategy at Wells Enterprises and Mike will get to this, I'm sure, at some point in one of the questions or whatever, about the purchase of Wells Enterprises by Ferrero.
And it's
just amazing for our students to hear these kinds of activities, from a former CEO of a $2 billion a year company.
Yeah.
And that's not something you see every day. And so it's something we like to do at Morningside. It's a great benefit to our students.
For sure. And not only, I mean, maybe a little selfishly as the alumni director, one of the parts that I've appreciated and grown to appreciate most when we're welcoming these people back to campus is really the chance to interact with our alumni as well, because I've seen it really impact a lot of their career trajectories, where they're able to have these conversations and learn from executives, have breakfast, break some bread with them, to just hear their story and their journey, if you will, and then maybe apply it to their own life. Maybe they're inspired to take risks or do something different, and not be afraid to truly chase after their dreams. And so that's something that I've really grown to appreciate. Mike, what's it been like for you being back on campus? It's been a little while since graduation, but has it been, what's your experience been of interacting with these students, presenting to them and the alumni?
Well, I got to tell you, Alex, it all came flashing back to me yesterday morning when I was convinced I was going to be late for my first class.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'm like, oh my goodness, I've been here before. It feels like, feels like my experience on campus. It has been really rewarding. It's been fun to walk to campus, to just to see the vitality of the, you know, folks that are on campus, to have the really engaging conversations around their careers and good questions. But it took me back to when I was on campus and I was, you know, 18 years old trying to figure out what the rest of my life was going to look like. And now to look back and go, wow, you know, it wasn't just the education, but it was the commitment of, you know, finding a way to hold down a job, to do my studies, to get a degree, to learn, you know, the things that I did, and then to be able to take that out into real world experience and convert that into, you know, a career, and just realizing how important my time here at Morningside was. And the truth is, my father is an alumnus as well. So
yeah,
my dad right out of high school got inducted into the Navy and was, you know, on a destroyer for about 18 months. And fortunately, you know, the war was over and he came back and, on a GI Bill, get a 2-year, associate's degree here from Morningside College. And, you know, I've never felt like I lived in the shadow of my father, but I looked at him as such a great example and his reputation in the Siouxland community, and just feel like our time on his campus really shaped us in a significant way.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of that, I always find it interesting when speaking with our alums from various generations, really about some of their experiences here on campus. And obviously we can look out from the office complex here and see some of the transformative change that's happened physically of our campus. But a lot of those experiences that we had in the classroom or relationships that we had with maybe professors still ring true and are still similar as they were then as they are today. Any memories or things jump out to you from your time here at Morningside? Classes you had, things you were involved with? What was that Morningside experience like for you?
So I'm, you know, shared my story over the last couple of days here on campus. You know, for me, we were newlyweds at 18 years old. She's 17, and we had a baby on the way. And I was holding down a 50-hour-a-week job almost 70 hours a week, trying to make enough money to put bread on the table and gas in the car and on our way to adulting. And so I didn't spend a lot of social time on a campus. I really did look forward to my class time. It's where I built relationships and friendships. I had a communications as part of my degree, and so I had an opportunity to DJ the campus radio station once a week, and that was a lot of fun. Loved my business classes. You know, we were doing, you know, business cases, and we were, you know, learning a lot about the business side, and that always intrigued me. Mm-hmm. You know, hated my math classes, but I got my way through them.
You know, as so many do.
Yeah, you know, the whole computer programming back then was Fortran and COBOL. You know, I'm like, yeah. Well, thank goodness that didn't stick. it was an interesting time for us because we saw the future and knew that a college education was a significant part of that. Significant memories for me: locked my keys in my '68 Chevelle behind the Lincoln Center, took a rock and busted the window out, stood there in absolute just frustration. A good friend of mine looked at me and said, just think about what your future holds. This is just a single day. And I look back at that and go, wow, I can look back now, you know, 46 years later and go, Jay was absolutely right.
Yeah. And sometimes, yeah, I think that's spot on, that sometimes, whether good or bad, we get so caught up in the moment. And I think when you're that age, or when you're experiencing and going through college, it's a time of great change. And you have some of those instances where you become frustrated, or you feel discouraged, or even there are great moments that you want to cherish. And it's just that one day, that one moment, yeah, that hopefully either taught us a lesson or we can reflect on and grow from there. You know, you talked about some of the ways that you were involved, whether it was a DJ. By the way, did you have a DJ name? Are we in the presence of a great, like, DJ name
here? No name.
No name, of course. Well, I think there's so many other ways that students are getting involved here on campus, both in clubs, organizations, whether it's athletics, chasing national championships. But I think one thing that you said that I think we continue to try to do is those case studies, or really work with area businesses, leaning into how we can support them or learn from them. Daryl, I know we have different clubs, organizations, even here on campus in the School of Business. Talk about some of the different ways we lean into that experience and how, as you said, you know, experience matters here at Morningside. Talk a little bit about what students are doing in the School of Business now.
Absolutely, Alex. Well, let's start talking about cases. You know, once a year we do the Sterling Case Competition. Sterling Computer here locally sponsors the competition. We develop a case that the students from schools all over in the region come for this. And then, you know, they get the case ahead of time, and then they get about 2 days ahead of time. Then the day of the competition, they're given a twist, a little bit of a nuance to it that they have to then work on the spot. And it's something that's done in conjunction with a local employer. And so then they go out to the employer site, and they're meeting people from that company. They're doing presentations there. It's really a great way for them to learn more about that employer, to learn about what it is to be in their career field. Mm-hmm. And it's very popular, not just with Morningside students, but with students from all over the region who come to this competition every year and keep asking us, are you going to do it again next year?
Yeah.
And it's a great thing. We have a lot of different student organizations. We have a CEO club, which is a collegiate entrepreneurship organization that it's a national organization. And we have a chapter here that's very, very active on campus. We've got an accounting club. We've got an investment club. We've got a SHRM, Society for Human Resource Management chapter. And we've got we've got business honors, which is another one, which is undergraduate students do independent first person research. They do their own research working with a faculty member, just like you would in grad school, to develop a research study. You then carry that research study out, and then they present the results either here on campus, or last year, I think it was 6 people went to a national conference and presented research as an undergraduate, which is, you know, a great experience. And if you're going on to grad school, or even going on straight into a business, it's a great experience to have, to be able to do that kind of thing.
Well, and I think it gets back to the whole notion of experiential learning. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about that and take it to heart at Morningside, where you're learning by doing, you're getting out there into different environments or in a company. And Mike, that was the thing that really stuck out to me that I appreciate about your story. And I've heard it from a number of different alums that have went on to different career fields, is that throughout your career, you worked in a number of different capacities. I mean, I think that sometimes people equate the last name and think, oh, you must have just been appointed or got right to the top immediately, when it couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, talk a little bit about your journey and some of those lessons that you learned throughout.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And it is one of the challenges, I think, of family business is you struggle probably more than the average executive wondering if you really are qualified and whether, you know. But in my case, my dad, I mean, almost day one of employment, which was about the same time that I was enrolling in college, was, you know, never ask somebody to do something you're not willing to do yourself. And I took that to heart. And so, yeah, I've had the privilege of being a route driver, of working in freezers and coolers and loadouts. Was responsible for transportation and office services and groundskeeping and, you know, sales and marketing. And it turns out when you get that magic opportunity to become CEO, it matters that you know how work actually gets done. And occasionally you have the opportunity to go roll your sleeves up and stand next to those folks and do the work. It's fun. in that they're like, oh, you know how to do this? I've done this before. And at the same time, to have them go, you really don't know how this works anymore.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, times, you know, that's changed. Times have changed. But yeah, I love the experiential learning. I do believe we learn by doing. I believe that, you know, mistakes, you know, our mistakes don't define us. They're not fatal. They're opportunities to you know, execute with education, you know, the next time. Yeah. At Wells, we had a little bit of a mantra, which is, you know, we won't make the same mistakes twice. We'll make new mistakes. And because if you're not making mistakes, you're not pushing hard enough. You're not taking the risk.
Yeah.
And believe me, in today's business environment, if you don't take the risk, you don't get the reward.
Yeah.
And I just have always been that believer that I don't want to get to the end and go, I wish I would have. I may get to the end and go, wow, that didn't work, but at least I tried.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that I see that a lot in higher education. You know, I think it happens in the business world, but then it also happens in higher education that if you're not evolving, if you're not adjusting with the times and thinking about what's next and how you're going to reach more students, how you're going to be better than not only your competition, but also improve just for the quality of that you're providing those students that are choosing to go there. I think that's when you really are at risk, you know, whether it's your business or just students not wanting to come here. And that's where I've been proud of Morningside for investing in that way. And Daryl, you spoke about some of the different degrees and paths and things that we're leaning into now to really try to continue to be relevant and evolve with the times as they continue to evolve.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was asked yesterday about career advice. And I thought about it and I said, my experience is don't hold out for your dream job. Just take the job that's available and you never know what you might learn in that. Mm-hmm. And my experience was just that. I sometimes got thrown into situations. I vividly remember and have shared on campus here the last couple of days. One of the best things that happened to me was my first sales position was in Omaha, Nebraska, and I had a general manager that wasn't all that crazy about having to manage the boss's kid. He threw me a set of keys and a map and said, good luck. Threw me in the deep end and I swam and I learned a lot. And, you know, sometimes you got to get past what you don't want to do to know what you do want to do. We live life at our house in a significant way of identifying the things that we don't want to do or just won't. And I don't say that negatively, but you can't prioritize things if you're trying to do all things. Occasionally you just got to go, okay, based on that experience, I don't want to do that anymore. Or sometimes lean into and go, you never know, you might like it.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of a challenge today in our society of everything we do should make us, you know, ultimately happy, and everything we should do should be our dream. And the truth is, I can look back over 46 years and say, I felt like I've lived the dream and a few nightmares along the way, but those things really shaped who I am and gave me experience that I'm glad I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and another thing, thinking about career advice, that really stuck out to me in listening to your story during your time here on campus was the fact that, you know, at times you were asked to maybe be in a position or thought that you should hold a different position. And you took a step back and said, well, I'd rather be in this position where I feel like I'm passionate or most useful.
Yes.
Talk about that, because I think sometimes students think, oh, I just have to chase this title or I want to do this, and don't think strategically about the gifts that they were given or really what their personality lends itself to. I mean, I'm a certified Clifton Strengths coach, so I think a lot about that in working with our exploring students when we do that assessment, is leaning into who you inherently are so you can better perform that job.
Yeah. Yeah, in my case, as we were running our succession planning for third generation to step in and run the day-to-day business and backfill our father's steps, shoes, I was given the opportunity to carry a higher title and asked for the opportunity to be over sales and marketing because I was passionate about it. I knew that it drove the revenue and I had the relationships.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a really fortuitous, you know, decision on my part. I'm a big believer in the leadership axiom of occasionally you got to, go back to go up. And, you know, so I took a step back, went, if I can get really good at this, then I can see where I can go, versus floundering, trying to take a position that I quite honestly wasn't qualified for, wasn't prepared for. And it turned out to be a good decision on my part.
Yeah, most definitely. Daryl, I got to imagine you hear feedback from experiences like this or experiences of what you're doing. You talked about the Sterling Case Competition, those types of things. What does that mean for students? And what would you say to maybe any alum that's listening or tuning into this about getting more involved back on campus, maybe having the opportunity to follow in Mr. Wells's footsteps of trying to come back to campus and make a difference in this way, whether it's big or small? What are your thoughts on that?
Sure. Well, you know, it is a huge thing for the young men and women on campus to hear from successful alums or successful people who've gone before them. Because, you know, you're exactly right. You made the point earlier about, you know, sometimes students need to, as they graduate, they think they need to chase a title or they need to chase the paycheck or the money, you know, not realizing that that's not what life is about. And so hearing from someone such as Mike or some of the others we've had that have come before Mike that talked about their career path and how it wound and how it wasn't at all what they thought it was going to be. They took opportunities, they took risks, and they went into a different direction and found out that they absolutely loved it. Or that was a stair step that then put them into another place that they found out that they were very gifted at. So it's huge for our students to hear these types of things. You know, and to your second question, the second part of your question about, you know, alums and what they have to offer, essentially. You know, I've had people that you know, have said, I don't know what I would say. What would I say to a classroom of students? You know, someone, not Mike necessarily, because he didn't have this problem. He did a great job. But some people who say, I've had a 30 or 40 or 50 year career, but I don't know what I would say. You know, but sharing those experiences, sharing the lessons you learned, sharing the failures that you've had, because, you know, people tend to learn from success, but I think they even learn more from hearing about failures, because it, you know, it gives them a framework that they can think about how not to necessarily do something, you know. But, you know, things like, I asked Mike a question earlier with the students there about how he handles conflict, how he handles people when they're critical of his leadership style or of a decision he's made. Because for someone who's still in the classroom and becoming a young professional, it's critical that you be able to have, you know, open and authentic conflict, because you're not going to get through life without that. It's going to happen in your home. It's going to happen with your peers. It's going to happen in your workplace.
In the classroom. Wherever. Yeah. Exactly. It's a skill for life, really.
Yep, it is.
And one of the things that I appreciated too, or another thing I appreciated listening, Mike, was your emphasis of culture, especially at a company as large as Wells Enterprises. I mean, I think about that a lot in everything I'm involved in, is what is the culture and how are you setting that tone? How do you shape that? And I thought one of the things you said in this last time I was listening was just really focusing on those relationships, the ability to know who people are or talk to them about their personal experience and build that connection, whether you have to have a hard conversation, like you're saying, Daryl, and maybe you have to let them go. But at the end of the day, you still have that relationship intact. And how sometimes I think that students get really focused on, okay, I just got to get through this, and underestimate maybe the power of that relationship and that component of a culture. Yeah. The last thing I really would like to talk a little bit about is, Mike, we have students from all over the globe that choose to come to Morningside University, and a number of prospective students that are looking at where they want to go or what they want to do. I know that Siouxland overall, Lamar's, and this entire area mean something to you. You and your family have chosen to invest in your community, to really, I mean, and that spreads far beyond Lamar's. I think about your service to our community, whether we're talking TSI or other boards and just other nonprofits that you and your family have been a part of. What do you think speaking to prospective students makes this area special, and why should they consider coming here or starting their business here or just wanting to come explore Morningside and Siouxland in general?
I'm going to go back to that relationship piece. I mean, I think the authenticity of people in this area, the people genuinely care. Sometimes people are a little taken aback at our transparency and our honesty. But at the same time, I think about, you know, the opportunities that we have not only to give back, but to be involved. And I think about just the great people that are in this area. At the same time, we're in an opportunity-rich environment here, right? I mean, there are more employment opportunities than there are people to fill them. We're a progressive community. You know, we're going to tout the TSI a little bit. What are we, 10 years running, being the number one economic development community of our size, you know, in the nation, and creating, you know, meaningful employment opportunities. We've got progressive communities that are you know, continuing to add quality of life opportunities, career opportunities. People move and stay in areas based on education, based on quality of life, availability of housing and employment opportunities. And we're at the top of the heap on all of those.
But
at the same time, you can, you know, the cost of living in this area and the quality of life that come with that are tremendous. But, you know, what I would say to potential students that aren't from here is, try it, you'll like it. I mean, I think it's hard to put into words the experience you have when you come shoulder to shoulder with authentic people that really care, and exposure to high quality education opportunities that you won't recognize until you see them.
Yeah. And I think that's what's so powerful about campus visits, right? And bringing students here to see firsthand, because they don't know the type of people that they might not, or the type of people they may be used to living around. And then they come to the Midwest and experience a whole different type of environment. And just like you said, transparency and just friendly nature. I'd see campus filled with people all the time saying hello to each other and knowing each other by name, and professors that have an open door policy and actually mean it. But the thing that I think is really powerful are the relationships like this, and what you touched on, and Daryl, what you spoke about, is that, you know, we have connections to a number of different companies, a number of different areas where they can choose not only to get a high quality education here at Morningside, but also have the connections to get some skills, to get some job shadowing opportunities, to learn about different industries. And ultimately, I think that's extraordinarily powerful. And really, I just want to thank you both for being here. I want to give you each an opportunity. Anything that you would want to share, Mike, from your experience here, any other advice or things you would say to any students that you didn't get to talk to?
Well, I'm a little biased. I was born and raised in Morningside, graduated from a local high school, had my 10-year here in my college education. This community, this campus is better today than it ever has been. I'm a little jealous of what you guys have on campus today versus the experience that I had back in the late 70s and early 80s. Love what leadership has done and the commitment that they have, not only to higher education, but to a great educational experience. And that educational experience not being just classroom, but total experiential. And consider it a privilege to have been here the last couple of days and see this firsthand. And just really proud of what my alma mater is doing.
Well, we appreciate it. Daryl, I'll give you the same opportunity. Anything you'd want to share with our audience we didn't touch on, or anything coming up you want people to know about?
Well, there's a lot of really fascinating things happening in the school business right now. There's a huge sense of excitement. You know, our students are graduating and they're getting great jobs, 99% placement rate. You know, we're doing so much experientially. We have more intern positions, paid internship positions, than we have interns to put them in. Which is a great problem to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, with our relationships with employers, we're trying to make that an even bigger problem, because we've been developing those employer relationships, and the employers love the skills of the students that are graduating and coming into their employment. You know, we've got employers asking, how can we get more involved, because we want to hire more of your students.
Oh, the work ethic that I know Mike experienced.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're doing some neat things. We've begun an entrepreneurship minor. We're really leaning in on entrepreneurship in a big way on this campus, because we have a lot of people who come from entrepreneurial backgrounds or have that passion in their system. We're offering a new supply chain management major now,
yeah,
which is really exciting. We're partnering with the aviation program to have an aviation management degree, which is a brand new degree on campus. So there's just a tremendous amount of things happening. We're growing every year in the school of business. It's really an exciting time to be at Morningside and on campus.
No doubt. Well, Mike, I truly appreciate you taking time not only to come to campus, speak with our alumni, our students, but making time to join us here on the podcast. It truly means a lot to me. I hope you enjoyed yourself. And Daryl, it's always good to work with you on projects like this. So thank you both so much.
No, thanks, Alex. No.